The body is the spirit. The body is moved by the spirit. You do not see the spirit, but from the movement of the body, know the spirit.
I don't know how it works, because the word the spirit is not. It's John. Means living stuff. Okay, that life. It says, okay, look at it. The body is moving because of my life, right? You don't see my life. But you see my body moving, you think that I'm alive. This is how it works. There are stuff that you don't see, but the outcome will make you understand that it exists, right? Yes?
He said, if I'm foolish in manners, I'm wise in respect of faithfulness and pursuit. She replied, truly the manners were these which have been seen. As for the other, thou thyself knowest, perverse fellow.
Was the excuse familiar? There was an excuse here. That, okay, I don't know what to do, but I'm fiddle and I'm the seeker I wanted. This was the ask, the funniest stuff. And beloved said, the first thing we told you, remember, book one, second paragraph, we told you about the ritual of this. He said, when your ritual is like this, the rest, let get rid of you, you silly fellow. This is your story. This is what you are. The beloved is showing this fellow what you are. You are like the wife of that Sufi who was cheating. Yes.
Story of the Sufi who caught his wife with a strange man. The Sufi came to his house in the daytime. The house had one door, and his wife was with a cobbler. Now there is a line in Latin, which I can't translate, I'm afraid.
Pardon me?
The next line is in Latin. Maybe you can read the Persian.
Uxur cupulata erat cum servo. They came together, they escaped to each other.
That's pretty well translated.
Yeah.
Because there is a sex happening over there. Even Rumi is not talking about that sex. Rumi is talking that, okay, they became together by their temptation of their body. Means they are sleeping with each other. They are making love in English language. That's how simple it is. And I don't know why it came to Latin. Just with the of Joft Gashte. They became together. Joft means twin. They became twin, like twins. Yeah, connected. Okay.
Yeah. When in the forenoon the Sufi knocked on the door with all his might, both were at a loss, neither device nor way. It was never known for him to return home from the shop at that time. But on that day, the alarmed man purposely returned to his house at an unseasonable hour because of a fancy. The wife's confidence was on the fact that he had never come home from his work at this time. By destiny, her reasoning did not come right. Though he is the coverer, still he will impose the penalty.
Again, some problems here. In this verse you read that destiny is, again, is qaza, is consequence. It's not destiny. And before that, two verses before that, he was talking about what? He said it was never known for him to return home, right? It was not usual to come. Ma'ahud means the thing that we accepted, or we defined something like that. So it's not known there. Yes? Suddenly Rumi turns around to you.
When you have done evil,
when you have done evil, be afraid. Do not be secure, since it is seed, and God will cause it to grow. For a while he covers it up, to the end that sorrow and shame for that evil may come to you. In the time of Umar, that prince of the faithful gave a thief over to the executioner and officer of police. The thief cried out, saying, O prince of the land, this is my first offence. Mercy. God forfends, said Umar, that God should inflict severe punishment the first time. He covers up many times.
Wait a minute. What happened? This story? Oh, the story later. The opening of soap opera, you saw it. To say what? To say, okay, something happened like this. Why? Because this woman was repeating this stuff, remember? It's not just she cheated and something happened. No, she was cheating and repeated. Let me tell you this first. But it's not that simple, automatic, that you think that you do something bad, bad thing happened to you, you do something good to you. It's not like that. This is a complicated machine with so many different people, right? So, you do something bad, you have time to turn around. You do it again you have chances. But when you repeat it, it becomes your manner, then the bad stuff will happen to you. You should know this always. We have a lot of chances to make mistakes. Because we start from stupidity, we should learn everything, right? In learning process, yes, you could do the mistakes. But when you repeat it, it's something else. Let me talk about that. Yes, Umar, which is the caliph, is saying that, God will give you a lot of chances. Consequence doesn't come first at the first time. Yes?
He covers up many times in order to manifest his grace. Then again he chastises in order to manifest his justice.
There are two different... Like I was talking about, everything could be good or bad. Okay, he will give you something, will give you a lot of stuff, but there are times that the justice will dictate he will take away something or he will punish you. Yes?
To the end that both these attributes may be displayed, and the former be hope-inspiring, and the latter deterrent. The woman, too, had committed this wickedness many times. It passed lightly and seemed light to her.
What about you? When you're doing something bad and it is easy, then what do you think? Good, it's so easy. So it's easy, let's do it again. This is what happened to this woman. She did it and she thought, it's an easy thing to do, so let's do it. Yes.
The feeble intelligence was unaware that the pitcher does not forever come whole from the brook. That destiny brought her to such straits as sudden death does. That destiny brought her to such straits as sudden death does to the hypocrite. Neither way nor comrade nor quarter the angel has put his hand to the soul. Even as this woman in that chamber of iniquity was paralyzed, she and her companion by the tribulation. The Sufi said to himself, O ye two miscreants, I will take vengeance on you.
Change that himself, please, to the word. Sufi said to his heart, he's talking to his heart because he knows what's happening. Right? At the first moment he realized that something is bad. So he's talking to his heart that these are two bad people. and they have to pay for it, but I'm patient. I have to do it with patience. Yes.
The Sufi said to his heart, "O ye two miscreants, I will take vengeance on you, but with patience. But at this moment, I will feign ignorance, that every ear may not hear this bell. He who manifests the right takes vengeance on you secretly, little by little, like the malady of phthisis."
Suddenly, another sickness here. And this is the sickness that, in time of Rumi, is very well known. There are people who die out of sorrow. They call it death. Means the sorrow will kill. How? Very slowly, for a long, long time. All those people in that situation, they pray for a quick death. They want to die, but they won't, because they are paying the price. This is the system. Yes?
The man suffering from phthisis dwindles incessantly like ice, but at every moment he thinks he's better. Like the hyena which they are catching and which is duped by the saying, "Where is this hyena?"
It's this characteristic for consumption.
That you know that? Do you know the story of hyena? Now, this is a story you should know because it will be repeated later and later. This is the story about the hyena. They hunt the hyena. How? They take all the armament and they run around. They go and check all the caves. When there is a cave that there is a hyena in it, they go in and say, "Where is hyena? There is no hyena. There is no hyena in here." The hyena will sit down and say, "What a stupid bird, they don't see me." They say, "There is no hyena, there is no..." They will grab him and pin them, bring him out. This is, you know that this is a story, really. Hyena is more clever than this. But in the Rumi's time, there is this story. And he used it so many times. When they say, "We don't see you," you really believe you are not observed. You really believe that you could hide something. You really believe that you could hide yourself. This is one of the silliest stuff that everybody knows. This is the difference between the normal people and the seekers of this path. Seekers of this path, they believe that an eye is watching you. We say, "He is looking at you." Why? Does he need to see you to understand where you are? Does he need seeing? This is for you. We are not talking about him. We are talking, you are being watched. Means what? Means don't do bad stuff. Don't think that you are hidden and you could do secretly bad stuff. That's all. If somebody is watching you, you try to be your best, right? What's wrong with that? That's why we say he is watching you. Here, he will say, there is this stupid animal that will be hunted when they say there is no animal here around. Yes?
That woman had no secret room. She had no subterranean cellar or passage. No way to the top. No oven where he might be concealed. Nor any sack that might be a screen for him. It was like the broad plain of Resurrection Day. No hollow or hillock or place of refuge. God has described this distressful place for the scene of the congregation. Thou wilt not see therein any unevenness.
Means what? Suddenly he brought in the judgment day. What do we mean by judgment day? He said, you know what? I was talking about this man and a woman, the cheaters, they find no place to hide. This is like that judgment day we are always talking, which is when?
Now.
You cannot hide anything. That's what the judgment day is all